Acting with an Accent, Stage Dialect Instruction by David Alan Stern. The Russian Accent. Lesson 1, Creating the Resonance of the Russian Accent. Before we actually examine the specific sound changes, the vowel and consonant substitutions between standard American speech without accent and English as it's spoken with a Russian accent, we are first going to look at changes that take place in the overall resonance of the voice, the kind of sound changes that we can readily attribute to a general alteration in the shaping or the configuration of the vocal tract. This is a change that is manifested not only on a limited number of clearly defined phoneme substitutions, but throughout the entirety of the speech with this accent. In my approach to accent and dialect instruction, we try to find a specific point in or around the mouth, which represents the focal point for the vibration of the sound, the point where the energy of speech seems to be concentrated. I call this spot the imaginary point of focus, or the maximum point of vibration for the given accent or dialect. Now, in the standard American speech without accent, which I've just switched to, I personally imagine that this point of focus is approximately at the midpoint of my mouth, a spot about halfway back in the cavity and halfway between the tongue and palate. You can sort of find this spot if you push one finger of each hand into the hollows of your cheeks, and if your cheeks were flexible enough to meet, it's that point in the center of the mouth where indeed they would meet. But with the Russian accent, the resonance focus moves back slightly in the cavity, and the new point of focus for the vibration is now located at the spot just under the velum or soft palate. And it's generally thought of as being a stronger or a more vibratory resonance. Exercise 1 for the Russian resonance, imagining the point of focus. In the first of several exercises I'm going to give you to establish the new resonance of the Russian accent, we are not actually going to do any physical adjustments of the oral cavity, but we are just going to try to imagine or will the sound back to the new focal point. Now, this technique works for some people. If it's not enough in your case, don't worry. We'll be adding several exercises in just a minute, which make specific changes in the position and configuration of the mouth. The way we'll work this first exercise is to count numbers in groups of three. First, counting three counts in central resonance of American English without an accent. Then you'll have time to repeat after me. Then I will shift to the new point of focus, giving the same three counts, and you repeat. All I'm asking you to do right now is to try to sense or picture the point of maximum vibration moving back and strengthening in the new point of focus. The specific changes in the shape of the mouth will come in a few minutes. All right, now let's try. Middle of the mouth, feel the vibration. 1, 2, 3. You repeat. Now shifting back conceptually to the new point. 1, 2, 3. You repeat. Now as you move on to 4, 5, 6, let me have you add one more phenomenon. As you imagine the energy moving to the new vibratory point, actually try to feel added vibration. Feel much more vibration in that same area between tongue and velum or soft palate when you make the shift to the new resonance. So the phenomenon of energy exists in the middle of the mouth on the standard American sound and shifts back farther to that point between tongue and velum on Russian accent. So middle of the mouth, 4, 5, 6, feel it. And shifting and feeling back, 4, 5, 6. Back to the middle, 7, 8, 9. onto the new 0.789. And now the whole series from 1 to 10 both ways. First, middle of the mouth American. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do it. Feel it in the middle. And now with the Russian focus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exercise 2 for the Russian accent, lowering the back of the tongue for the resonance. This exercise now gives us a specific action in the mouth to help move this vibration backwards. What we are going to do now is to repeat the same numbers in the same basic counting sequence. But this time, we start out to open the mouth a bit more. Drop the jaw a little more. And feel the tongue pull down, especially the back of the tongue pulling down away from the velum or the soft palate. So now you continue to sense the imaginary vibration moving backwards underneath the soft palate. Now we make the cavity a little bigger in back by pulling the tongue down away and dropping the jaw a little more. Okay? Go back to straight American speech without an accent and doing the numbers one at a time now. Saying one in the middle of the mouth and feeling that vibration. One. And now pull back of tongue down from the palate. One. One. Back to the middle focus. Two. Pulling the tongue back, coming away from palate. Two. Three, feeling it in the middle. Now the tongue comes down off the soft palate. Three. Now all three counts together in the middle. One, two, three. You repeat. Opening the cavity in back. One, two, three. Four, five, six. Four, five, six. 7, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, pulling the back of that tongue down. As the sound starts, pull your tongue down away from the palate in the back. Once more, 7, 8, 9, try it. Now the whole series 1 to 10 with the Russian resonance, do all of this, sensing it, imagining the vibration point, pulling the tongue away from the velum in back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The exercise 3 for the Russian resonance introduces a specific sound. This is a diphthong or double vowel, which by its very nature helps you to create the desired movement of the tongue down and away from the velum. First, say the sound I, as in sit, I, I, I. Then add the sound uh, as in cut, uh. Now put the two together in the diphthong, I, uh, I, 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 I. Now I want you to feel the movement of your tongue that takes place away from the soft palate as you initiate and continue through that diphthong. Yeah, 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 yeah. Especially if you start feeling the vibration there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You can hear and feel how the tongue starts out way up by the palate, and then with a little wavy movement, the middle of the tongue starts pulling down and away as you produce the or the second stage of the diphthong or vowel. Well, this movement or wavy motion of the tongue down and away from the velum is awfully representative not only of the Russian point of resonance focus, but also of the pronunciation of a good many Russian vowels, as that resonance is imposed on the English language. Now, as the tongue pulls away from the soft palate, it opens up the cavity in the back, helping to focus that new resonance. And as the tongue goes down, it also makes many vowels migrate towards this yuh diphthong, and we'll examine that change in pronunciation a little bit more closely in the next lesson on pronunciation. Now, I want you to practice this sound in isolation first to help generate the desired resonance. In a minute, we'll add some consonants to the vowel. First, in isolation. I want you to start and pronounce along with me just y, I, a, y, 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 y. Now, as you're doing that, as you get into the U stage, feel the pulling away of the tongue down, away from the soft palate and the vibration racing into the space that has then opened up between the back of the tongue and the soft palate. So, yuck, 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 yuck. You do it along with me. Yuck, yuck, yuck. All right, now we're going to attach some consonants to this. Using first L, we'll go lye, lye, lye. Now really feel that resonance there. Lye, lye. Now s, sy, 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 sy. Now starting with T. T, 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 T. Now we'll add another consonant at the end and we'll put lim, lim. Lim, sim, 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 tim, tim. Always continue to imagine and feel the vibration generating right between the tongue and the soft palate. As the tongue starts to pull away from the second stage of the y diphthong. Tim, tim, tim. Now if we add one more syllable to tim, we have temper, temper. Don't lose your temper. And feel the space opening under the velum. And once more, thinking in terms of the im sound, which is so prevalent in the Russian accent, especially on certain vowel and consonant combinations. We'll go back now to numbers and use this vowel combination. So we'll do six in American, and then six, 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 thinking of that two-stage vowel, I, I, as the tongue comes down and the vibration rushes into that area between tongue and velum. Seven, seven. Seven, seven, eight, yet, 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 six, seven, eight, and six, seven, yet. Now the whole sequence, 1 to 10, American, feeling it in the middle of the mouth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now putting everything about the resonance together, imagining and sensing the sound moving back, feeling the tongue pull off the velum with its little y, little, little, y, y, the wave emotion of the sound. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Getting that y vowel in there. You do it. Once more, one at a time. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5. Beats you some letters. A, B, B, C, C, D, D. Use the same technique. The same technique. Once more, 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that is the end of the introductory lesson on the Russian resonance.